Hello, welcome again to Love and Lordship Live at the noon hour on Friday afternoon. We all love that, don't we? Because we're getting ready for a great weekend. I'm Greg Williams, your host, and thank you for joining us, inviting others to do the same. Now, this is going to be a little different this week. I've not got a specific article, but you're going to hear some powerful things because I know the Lord's given them to me for a reason. And they are in the book, which we hope to release next week. We are very close, thanks to my good brother behind the camera again, Jeff Hancock. We just had a breakthrough just yesterday, as a matter of fact, with the conversion and getting it to Kindle and ebook. And so thanks for your prayers and pray you continue those prayers for us. But also in line with that, next weekend, we've said this the last few weeks, we're going to have the first ever The Authority of Love Conference based on the book. I'm already excited. I've been in two prayer and planning meetings with the church out there and with everybody involved, or many of them that are involved. And it's exciting to see the prayer and fasting and the focus for everything to be on Jesus Christ and drawing people to Him, pointing people to Him as the Father draws them. John chapter 5 tells us that. So I want you to check that out. Okay, you can go, first of all, pray that we get the book submitted and released in the next few days. Pray for the conference, that we would fill the church, whatever that means. It's COVID and everything else, but whatever that means. And there would be hundreds, if not thousands, that will join us live. It's going to be virtually streamed by Zoom. So that's a real easy access. You can plug it into your TV with an HDMI cable. If you don't have one, go get one, because you can use it for a lot of other things, okay? But we just want to share this message, and that's what I want to do today. As a matter of fact, if you want to travel out, make a road trip, you can go. It's very inexpensive. I can't even remember the price now. I think it's $10 for students and $20 for other individuals and $30 for couples, trying to encourage the couples to come, and $35 to stream it. So literally, you can stream to 100 or 1,000 people in a church for $35. Okay, it's got to be worth that much, all right? And I know the Lord has a lot to say because He's been using this for 20 plus years in people's lives. And my great friend and brother, Jeff Hancock, is sitting back there nodding his head because he and I have used this over and over again to sharpen one another and allow the Lord to prepare and prune us. With that said, I'm simply going to give you a tease, okay, about the conference based upon this soon-to-be-released book, The Authority of Love. Think about that title for a minute. We hardly ever think of those two things together, but in the kingdom, they can never be separated. And I truly believe the Lord, the Holy Spirit, gave my wife and I, with the help of Jeff and my brother Greg Horn, who I'm on hope is here today as well, in his radio show. And so together, the Holy Spirit brought us together with various titles and narrowed it down. And man, I really think he gave us exactly what He wanted. We need to understand authority and love for what they are according to the author and the one who is love. And that's where that title came from. So let me give you an excerpt from the book, because it lays the foundation and the heart and the goal and the passion of what I believe the Holy Spirit has given us. As I wrote this book back early in this year, we found ourselves in the middle of the first global pandemic in a century and political and social and cultural upheaval in the USA like we hadn't seen for over a half century, or at least a half century. To say the least, we are in trying times and our faith is being tested. I believe God is calling us as disciples and Christ Church to a spiritual awakening. Listen to this. That awakening is not simply doing church services differently to serve more people and accommodate the culture, thinking we will reach more. We've tried that, and look where we are. It is a call. Don't miss any of these. For personal and collective confession and repentance of idolatry and compromise. For believers, a call for believers to absolutely make Christ Lord of every part of their life. For men to be godly, relational, servant leaders as husbands who love their marriage, their spouse, and their family above their own success, glory, and desires, just as Christ did for His bride, the church. A call for marriages to be a positive testimony to the gospel of Christ so the world will see and know Him. is a call to husbands and wives to submit to one another out of reverence for and submission to Christ as their Lord. It is a call to disciple our children in our homes and in all of those that I just mentioned to build loving relationships that strengthens Christ's church. It's a call to move beyond just drawing people into weekly one-hour services or a couple or 3 hours of weekly service and activity in our communities or to our world. And it's a call to disciples to make disciples in loving relationships and holding each other accountable to obedience as we walk in His love and lordship. That call, collective call, is the message of the Authority of Love book and conference. I'm leaving it up to the Lord to bring the kingdom fruit that He desires. Practically speaking, what does that look like, okay? Well, the conference will consist of 2 sessions on Friday night, 2 on Saturday morning, and 2 on Saturday afternoon. And then I've been blessed to be asked to share at the host church on Sunday morning as well. So I'm prayerfully looking forward to that, humbly looking forward to all of that. On Friday night, we lay the foundations of true authority, Matthew 28:18, John 13:3, John 17:1-2, all of them say all authority is Christ. The Father, He completed His work in Him. And we need to understand that we get nowhere no matter what we accomplish. John 15, talking about the vine and the branches, says that we can do all kinds of things, but apart from the vine, we can do nothing. So whatever we're doing in this world, no matter how good it looks in our churches or in our speaking or sharing or whatever, if we're not living it out and that fruit is not in our lives because we're attached and abiding and remaining and enduring in the vine, we do nothing. All authority is His. Whatever we do is because we are in His authority and we are abiding in Him. That means, second session, that Christ has to be Lord of our lives, our relationships, and all that we are and all that we do. 1 Peter 3:15 says, "But in your heart set apart Christ as Lord and be ready to give an answer to all who ask of you the hope that lies within you and do it with gentleness and respect." Christ has to be Lord of all. Not only will we talk about His authority, but what He taught and modeled for us to be able to walk in that same authority. Matthew 20:20-28, when the apostles approached Him and said, "Hey, can we rule with you?" And He said, "Sure you can, but you don't do it on a throne, you do it at people's feet." That's what authority is. That's what the Lord, the author, showed us that real authority is. John 13:1-5, He did it exactly that. He knelt down and washed their feet. 12-17, He said, "You want to love like I did? You want to serve like I did? You want to be an authority like I am? Go do what I've done." Far too often, we have compromised what it means for Him to be Lord and how we are to imitate Him and how we love and lead others. This is not only impacting our lives, but our homes, our churches, and the entire culture. Look around. We will also talk about what our response then as His disciples is supposed to be. We lay the foundations on Friday night. Many people call this a relationship or a marriage conference, and it has all of that in it. But the first relationship has to be with Him. We have to love Him with all we are, and I don't do that naturally. I have to receive what Christ has given me freely by His forgiveness and His salvation and His sacrifice. That's mine freely, and then His Holy Spirit in me begins to grow, and I begin to love Him now as His disciple. I know what it means to love others, because with Him as Lord in every part of my life, I am His disciple in every part of my life. We will examine what God's Word says about discipleship according to Christ's own words and teachings, and where we are with that in our churches and culture. Saturday morning, we'll pick up then with, okay, how do we live this out? We got this going on, but we can't be so heavenly minded, we're no earthly good, right? So much of what we do is we try and be so much earthly good without being heavenly minded. I don't hardly ever hear that quote in our churches. Don't be so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. The Bible says we need to be there first. So maybe we ought to teach people how to be heavenly minded so we can truly do our earthly good. If we spend all of our time here, we are not heavenly minded enough. We've not fulfilled the first and greatest command. We've not sought Him with all that we are, with all our heart, and Him first. We're satisfying our flesh by feeding others. And boy, that feels really good when they come up and tell us what wonderful people we are. I'm not saying that's everywhere, but that is prevalent. So on Saturday, we begin to build the relationships that we were created for. If we are growing in our relationship with Christ, we can't help but overflow in love to others. So we lay the foundations then on the Lordship of Christ and our discipleship, how to live out loving relationships. He first loved us, for God so loved the world. We all know that one. He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the, and I'm going to add a word here to make sure we understand it, but that the already condemned world would be saved through Him. If we weren't already condemned, He wouldn't have had to come to save us. Don't miss that. That's where we are. And we've got to make sure that He is first. And we can't love until we understand that He first loved us. 1 John 4:19. God is calling us to what Christ has saved us for when it comes to relationships. Let me say that again, because that's kind of a core principle. God is calling us to what Christ has saved us for when it comes to loving relationships. We were created in His image. I tell people in prisons and addiction facilities and everywhere else that I share, but in particular, those who have been in that situation and lost it, I go, how many of you are here because of broken hearts and broken relationships? You treated people wrongly, or they treated you wrongly, or both? 100% of the hands go up. You know what the enemy has done there? He's broken the very thing we were created for. He's broken the loving relationships. That's what God recreated us for in Christ, and He calls us back to with everything we need in Christ and the Word and the Holy Spirit to do that. And that's what we want to do in this book and this conference. Genesis tells us that we were created in His image. Not only am I, but my wife is, and we came together as one created in His image. Everything that goes against that is against God's covenant divine order. And we need to hold that up in a culture that is doing everything it can to tear it down and destroy it. As we build those relationships, we are fulfilling and maturing in them according to His words and His commands. Mark 12:29 through 31. We've said it several times on this live, these live feeds. Worship Him alone. Love Him with all you. Filter every relationship through. And so many of us are trying to love others without worshiping and loving Him with all that we are. He has some very explicit things to say in His Word about how we are to love. And as I just said, including first and foremost, starting with Him. We've compromised and we've manipulated that for years. And it's costing us deeply. We want to change that because God ordained that we live it differently. And He sent His Son so that we could do it. Now, the sessions for Saturday, then we'll look at His commands for loving relationships, which are the currency of His kingdom. You've heard that before, right? If you haven't, go back and look at the previous videos on loveandlordship.com. You can find all the videos or podcasts and articles there. But we talk constantly about loving relationships being the currency that builds His kingdom, in contrast with the currency of the world: stuff, success, pleasure, money. One of them's got to give. That doesn't mean you can't have both, but you better have the right one as the priority. Otherwise, it gets diminished and left out. And that is the loving relationships. As we learn to build those relationships in line with God's covenant order and design, we will understand more fully His purpose and design for the high calling of the highest and most important of relationships, human relationships, marriage. That'll be session 4 on Saturday morning, late Saturday morning. And marriage is the representation of, don't miss this, God and His people, Christ and His bride, and one man and one woman in covenant relationship for life. The Bible, every single word of the Bible is written to one, two, or all three of those. So it is a marriage manual. Ephesians 5:21 through 33 kind of ties all that together. And we'll look deeply into that and learn some things that every single time I share this, people go, wow, I've never heard that before. And I think, Lord, why not? The intimate oneness of one man and one woman, a lifetime covenant commitment, is done to honor and glorify God. And we're going to talk about that as Hebrews 13, 4 says marriage should be honored by all. And that happens long before we stand at an altar or in a church or somewhere and say, I do. It's the way we live out our single relationships. Our dating and engagement relationships have to be done in a way that honors marriage. For God will judge all those who are sexually immoral. And He's not basing it on what our laws say. He's not basing it on what our culture says is okay. He's basing it on His truth and His foundations, because He knows they're the only ones that will work and that will bless you. As we wrap that up, I'll be closing by taking a look at how all of this comes together in making disciples who are willing to not only make other disciples, but also stand firm and confront the blatant immoralities of our culture that I just talked about, sexual immoralities in particular. We do this by understanding and abiding in God's Word, by His Spirit, in the authority of Christ, and trust that He will see us through the battles as we are faithful. And boy, we're going to have battles. Let's trust in Him and walk out into them as He leads. The conference and the book speak to God's covenant order in life. So as we close, we're going to talk about marriage, parenting, and family, and how we are the building blocks of Christ's church. And then we will look at servant love and servant leadership in Christ's church, and how we can then now take this message to a hurting and lost and dying world. Not, oh good, you're saved. Go tell us how much God loves them. We want to train people up as disciples, much like Jesus did, spending 2 years with His disciples before He sent them out. And they were with Him, the author, okay? We do this all in Christ's authority. The conference and the book speak, as I said earlier, to God's covenant order in life, relationships, family, and the church. I promise it will challenge and encourage you. My prayer is always, Lord, will You prepare every heart to receive and then respond according to Your will, and that You will bless every person, whether that's through challenge and conviction or encouragement and fulfillment. That You will bless all of that, because You always do. As we walk in His divine order and priorities, in His truth and design, and prepare each person to be Christ's disciple, first in your life, then your marriage, in your home, in Christ's church, as we humbly, graciously, gently, and respectfully, as well as with boldness and courage, stand firm and confront the culture in His loving authority. I can promise you this. It will be different in many ways than any other conference you've heard or any other book you've read. I will encourage and challenge you all to be what Christ has saved you to be in every part of your life. So, asking you to join us. Will you join us? If you're interested, you can go to the website and there's a link for a conference flyer on your left as you look at center, and a link for the book on the right. You can click on either one of those or both of those, and you'll find information about the conference and information how to pre-order for just a few more days. And then you can order the digital versions, hopefully next week. Pray, okay? Thank you. And they will be available, and then we are praying that we'll then be able to begin print in November and have these ready for the holidays and weddings and Christmas gifts and those kind of things, if the Lord leads you in that direction. Thank you for your prayers. Let me give you 4 action items. Can't leave that out, okay? Number 1, register for the conference. How's that for an action item? That's pretty simple, isn't it? Okay. Number 2, invite family and friends to register. Number 3, encourage your church or Bible study class or your small group to register. You can do this in a meeting place, in a church, in your home, anywhere you can find an internet connection. You'll be able to do this and watch it. Again, HDMI cord will take your computer to a big screen. Now, I caution you on that because I'm going to be on the screen, okay? But we'd love to have you at least listen in and hear what the Lord is saying through all of this. Number 4, all caps, pray. Please pray. Covet, not in a bad way, but I do covet your prayers for my own life and marriage and family, for those who are involved in this, the leadership team and the group there at West County Assembly of God, which is the host church there in West St. Louis and Chesterfield, and for my family and for all those that the Lord is preparing and will touch through this conference and this book. Let us know what you're thinking, how we can help. www.loveandlordship.com. You can get on the Facebook page right here and comment. Message me privately. I'd love to talk with you about that. We ask you to continue to pray for this ministry through all of this. We've asked for years for the Lord not to release this until He's pruned and prepared us for whatever He wants to do. And I don't know what that is, but I can trust Him. And so will you continue to pray overall for the ministry and the impact and the kingdom fruit that He will bring as we are faithful? Ask you to pray about whether the Lord is calling you to give to this ministry. If He is, don't ignore that. But if He's not, find out what He is calling you to. And share. I promise you, you'll be blessed. Love and Lordship is here to help you live joyfully and have healthy and fulfilling lives and relationships in the love and lordship of Jesus Christ. We don't charge for it, so for classes or conferences or mentoring, when people ask me about conferences or retreats or something, I go, I'll give you an amount, but you don't owe me anything. If you want to do a love offering, if you can only afford a tenth of that, whatever it may be, we will come if the Lord opens the door. That's the way I've always done them. So we trust the Lord to take care of that and multiply it the way He wants to. Thank you for your prayers and your support. We desire to make disciples who make disciples in His love and lordship in every home and every church. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for your prayers. Hope to see you at the conference, or you can see me maybe. That's not a great thing, but hope you do. Thanks always to the Lord. Make it a great day in Christ. God bless.